Spoiler alert. Somebody's gonna die in this episode. Oh no.
All comes out swinging next.
Some always
die.
All week, a pit in my stomach. All week. So any
hungry
typos?
Pit. Feed it.
Any typos? Any typos you see in my books, that's it's because of the dread. Because of the dread.
All those angry responses to reader mail in the back.
Yep.
Blame.
Well, I'm just picturing you looking at these like proofs of like what's supposed to go out and just looking at all these images and all this artwork, but all that you keep seeing is like a crashing surf and a maw just coming out of it at you. Shake it off, rub your eyes. Clear the sweat off your brow, back to work.
Oh my gosh.
I think we've all had to deal with character death, and whether or not on the show, just at any point playing RPGs. What do you guys like? is there one death of a character that you played that really affects you more than the others?
Yeah,
this one coming.
I'll
up,
say.
Bro.
Yeah, no. Well, this is gonna be really. This one's gonna really really hurt if this happens today. But I mean, I will say, like, she had the smallest career in any character in any of network thing, but Phoebe Franconkema, killed by another PC, basically.
Debatable.
Yeah, the worst. So, still so furious. And loved it. It was such a good story. It was so furious.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was a lot of story there, a lot of potential story that we just was lost forever.
Yeah, terrible. For me, it's still Nico. It hits a little harder than the other ones. The other ones are hit hard too, of course, but there's just something I wanted to keep playing that character so bad. And I just thought it was so fun. Not only the class, but like the story of the character I thought was so fun to play. I wanted him to become a god. I really did.
Yeah.
And I thought, playing in Ancient Aslan, it actually was possible if I finished 6 books. Anyway, what a bummer.
That's the one I regret the most.
Yeah.
As a GM, I was like, oh, man, I really wish that hadn't happened because I loved Nico. But I'm torn because, like, the character that you replaced Nico with is really fucking cool. And people really don't really know why yet, but it's you lose some.
Gotta get back to that one day. One of these days.
Yeah, what's right? Funny is I haven't had a character death, so mine is Nico too.
Even a home game ever?
No, I had one character growing up, and he never died. He also never really leveled that far because we've talked about this a lot about multi-class in original D&D. You never leveled up, pretty much. It was impossible to get enough XP because it had to be split evenly between the classes. So I never really faced enough challenges to die.
Wow. All right. Well, I think it was a little mission statement for me. Matthew, what about you? Do you have a choice or one that stands out? I mean, I could pick for you, but...
I mean, Troy has killed so many of my characters. But I think Gormley is the one that... Spoilers. Gormley.
Yeah.
Do you regret it, Troy?
No.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, it was great. It's the best thing that ever happened to the show. But it doesn't mean that Gormley wasn't... Because Gormley was so great. That's why it was the best thing that ever happened. To have a main who you think is untouchable, where so many shows make their characters untouchable, to have her die in that mega app. It was great. We couldn't have written that episode better. It's my favorite.
It defined the campaign and podcast. That death.
And as just a listener, I mean, there are a few scenes that sit in my head, and her death was unbelievable, and that episode was unbelievable. I still think of like her scene as they were leaving Trunau when she goes and sees that asshole at the door, like
Kessin
that is,
Plum.
Yeah, Kessin Plum.
Yeah.
Kessin Plum. That was one of my favorite scenes in all of GCP history. Like, I just love that scene so much.
Yeah, that was she was such a great character, but I would never take that back, what happened, because it made for such an incredible story. And then we ended up getting more great characters from Matthew because it happened. So yep. it was great because it was tragic. Like, we loved her. She was awesome. And it's complicated. A lot of complicated emotions.
Yeah.
Speaking of complicated emotions, it's not a whole lot complicated about thinking you're going to die hovering over a certain death. Thorne and Alfie, this is the situation you find yourselves in. So, I'm going to give you...
This kid had a very short run.
Yeah.
So Thorne saw this. Thorne saw the thing breaking. You said, like, as it was snapping, like, she saw it starting to give way, and she heard, because her perception was so good, and she heard this the noise from the whatever that thing is called. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, Alfie, we gotta go fast! And just, she's gonna try to go as fast as she can before this thing breaks and dies.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'm going to have you roll a retroactive survival check to see how well you were able to brace this thing before you moved across. And then we'll see if that gets you you across or not.
So, and that would still be with I don't think it'll matter for this, but heightened awareness would still be on for that. Does not change my survival.
Think it would
never mind. I'll turn that back off to play fair. All right, so survival check, you better roll well, or...
Can they die? We
go. 12. 12. Okay. 11 on the die, plus one.
So you're able to barely get out your vocal warning to Alfie, and it snaps in two, and the two of you swing down towards the opposite cliff on this rope. Make a reflex save. Both of you make a reflex.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Netty 18! Netty 18 for 20!
Huge!
Yes! Okay. Yes!
Is this an enchantment?
It is not an enchantment, unfortunately.
I almost
it's enchanting. It's an enchanting moment, but it's not an enchantment.
Okay. Natural 11, so... Oh, 17.
Okay. What?
He has an 18 dex.
He's a quick lad.
So, a sprightly teen.
A sprightly, half-elven, surly teen. So you guys swing down on this rope, like, boom, and again, you slam into the opposite cliff. And this creature is churning the water beneath Alfie's legs as he manages to hold on. You both manage to hold on. And it is churning the water underneath them as Alfie's kicking madly and screaming up at you. Get me up! Get me up! Now, everyone else on the other side, I want you to roll a strength check. Add all of your bonuses together, whoever's holding the rope, and give me a d20 roll.
Alfie! Hold on!
So do we all... We just have one roll with all
one
our
roll
strength
with
bonuses?
All of your strength bonuses added up together.
All right, I have a plus +3.
I have a plus +3 as well.
And I have a plus +5.
And what about...
Foley.
Foley's a minus -1, so... You know,
he's hanging on.
Foley cheers us on.
Four. It's not helping it. Well, no, he doesn't make it worse. He doesn't push the rope down.
He doesn't know what he's doing. All right, then, so an 11. I'll roll. Crack die. Out of the box. I'm all nervous.
What's wrong with you, Troy?
20 total.
Okay. Your feet, like, kind of slide through the dirt as the rope is jerked down as they land, as they yank on it, and the rope slips through your grasps a little bit, but you're able to clutch it at the last minute and brace it, and you feel like it's secure. You look down, they're dangling over the waiting mouth of this creature and the waves below.
Button your button today?
Oh, God.
Nah.
Oh,
it's been quiet. Well, think I got something.
I got a nibble.
All right.
So we just keep pulling?
Do we need to roll, Rick, a roll?
Yeah, let's do it slow so they think about their lives.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys can either climb or you guys can pull.
Yeah, we'll pull.
Okay. Can we do both?
Yeah.
Actually, I screwed up and I had... it's a long story, but my bonus is plus 4, not plus 5.
Oh.
So it's a 19.
My strength bonus. Oh. So would a 19 have made a difference on the strength check?
Oh, well, that's a different story.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But you're still okay.
Oh.
The story changes right, a little bit, but it's you're still fine.
Troy, go ahead and roll it again, but it's a plus 10, not plus 11.
Wait, for real?
Okay. No.
Yeah, but we're pulling. I thought we're pulling.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
pulling
yes. Now. Okay, then yeah.
Natural 2.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you are not able to make any progress, and in fact, the rope like slips down 10 feet. And you guys are like, whoa, no. Whoa. And you slide down, you fall 10 feet, and then you're able to brace it again. And like, oh, and you feel like your arms are about to pop out of your sockets, but you are still hanging up over the surf. Alfie's legs are dangerously close to the surface.
I rolled a climb check. I rolled a natty 17, so it's a 15 climb check as well.
Okay, so you are able to move at half speed, and you can double move, so you can... I think you can get up to the top with that.
So what's the DC?
Quarter speed.
Okay, so you can get...
And my speed is 30.
Okay, so you can get 15
feet. Wait, you can do that thing where you can...
Accelerated climbing.
That's what
I
was
saying.
He's not going to do that where he has a minus 2. It's too much of a risk.
Your climb check is minus 2?
Minus.
Thorn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could fall to your doom.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Much less likely to fall if you...
What's the DC? DC 5?
DC 5,
yeah.
Alfie will do the accelerated climb because he's like, get me out of here.
Okay.
So it's DC 10 for him.
DC 10 now. Don't fail by 5 or more, bud.
Seriously. Natural 15 for an 18.
Okay. So you're able to move half your speed?
30 feet.
30 feet, okay.
Awesome. And I'll double move. I'll double move, so it's 30.
Okay. All right, so Alfie is in a panic, clambering up the rope, and you're able to. So Thorn, what did you get?
I climbed. I got a 15.
Okay.
And my speed is 30. So at quarter speed, I would move 15 feet, right?
Okay, so you're just about at the up to the top of the cliff.
Okay.
With that, and Alfie,
come on, help us
30.
Up!
Help, Uncle Frankie! Please. Don't let me die like this.
Stay, hold fast, Alfie. Avexius will pull you up.
And I'll roll this one.
Okay.
This strength check for everybody. 21.
Okay, so you're able to move you up about 10 feet. The two of you hang below. So Thorn, you get pulled up over the okay. edge.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Alfie's close.
But Alfie's still 10, 15 feet from the top. He's got to roll.
Yep.
Matthew?
Oh, right.
Climb check for Alfie?
I was like, why is no one rolling?
It's you.
I don't think I can do the accelerated climb at this point because I'll run into Thorn. So I can only do a regular
Thorn's up.
One, right?
No,
Thorn's up.
Oh, Thorn's up.
She's up.
Oh, great.
Actually, you don't need to do the accelerated climb and you can get to the top.
I rolled a 14, so.
Great.
Okay. Alfie's able to climb over the side, too. And...
Oh, my God.
It's like ducking over, bent
Bryce
over with his hands on his knees. Just like,
good God, John!
Like, he's definitely a little panicked. But yeah, you're all safe. Safe and sound on the opposite side.
That was a close one!
Out of the open, into the brush.
Okay.
Get over here.
Yeah, we'll all try to kind of hide. Skid and lay low.
Okay.
And I'll just look up, do a perception to see if, like, that whole rigmarole brought any attention. Ugh, man, I'm distracted. 18.
You don't see anything. You don't see any movement, any sign that anyone heard you or is taking any notice.
Through the front door, then.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them goblins with the goblin dogs over here to the west. Ain't no reason to go seeing them. Guess we just go right in the front.
Oh, we
front
could.
Of the assault.
We could work our way around the back. If you'd like to try to take out that patrol, they're obviously distracted by that seagull.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. We can go around the back, take out the patrol, maybe find another way. Maybe find another way in.
I would. That's what I want to do. Except if Skid says that it's like, you know, acrobatics checks to walk along the ridge. It's like so narrow. Like, I'm not going to roll dice to like get over there. But
yeah, actually, one of them might have a key on them or something that we might need.
Yeah, but they might be small enough that they can like navigate that without falling, whereas we have to roll dice. I don't know. Skid, what is it like? Is there a room between the tower or the fortress itself and the ledge that we could comfortably walk along?
Yeah, you've seen from the other side that there's like a little tunnel. There's a space between this sort of brush on the western side, and they're not really like the briars that you just went through. It's more like scrub brush. So yeah, but there's definitely space too. Like you saw the goblins like move through it. So you know there's space there.
I want to go that way. You guys cool with going that way?
Yep. Absolutely.
Maybe let's try them. Maybe we can sneak up on them. If you see any other dead birds,
all right.
Keep your eyes peeled.
All right, party order. Averxius, let's go in single file right now as we're stealthing. So who's behind Averxius?
I'll stand behind Averxius.
Okay. I'll go behind.
And then?
I'll go behind Rhapsody, and Alfie will go behind me.
Thorn will take up the rear then.
Okay.
Foley will be in front of Thorn. Okay, so Averxius is going to come to the edge of the Western Watchtower and stealth and peek around the side. That is a 16 stealth, and peek around the side into that little opening between the brush and the tower wall.
Okay. So you get a pretty good look down through that tunnel of that little gap there. And you see on through it towards the back of this island, This grinning stone skull jutting out of the ocean. You see the goblins and the goblin dogs. And in fact, I can read you a little flavorful text about what exactly it is.
Oh, cool.
There, if I can find it. Oh, never mind. There's no flavor text. Oh, so you see these goblins and the... and their dogs, and you see that the dogs are like bouncing. I see them like bounce through your field of view, and one of the goblins is like holding a rope or a string, and the others are laughing and jeering, and you can just make out like one of them is like boom, like throws a rock, and you look and you'd see that the seagull is like flapping its wings trying to get away, but it's the string is tied to its leg, and it looks like the other goblins are throwing rocks at it trying to kill it, and the dogs are bouncing around yapping while this is happening. They're all like jeering and laughing.
What do you see, Averxius?
Turns back, explains what Skid just said.
Fools, they're distracted as we thought.
That ain't
Move
no good.
Quietly.
Let's go save that seagull.
Yeah, this must cut to your core, Rhapsody.
Doesn't care for it. Doesn't care for it at all.
Yeah.
Averxius is going to start stealthily moving through the brush, and he's going to get to the spot where the fortress curves in a little bit, and another stealth, that's 17, and then a perception 16. Wow, that's a lie. 12 up along the western wall now to see if there's any lookouts or anything over there before he proceeds to continue toward the goblins.
Rhapsody will actually go on the opposite side, like through the brush, on the opposite side to see if maybe we can catch them unawares on both sides.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so you come through.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool, yeah. Rhapsody.
So you're both kind of skirting this area of brush there, and yeah, Rhapsody. you when you get
is that treacherous by Rhapsody?
Yeah. You're able to kind of like walk in the brush, so you don't have to like be on the outside of it. So you don't have to. You're not forced onto the edge.
Thin ledge. Yeah.
So Thorne's going to try and stick with Rhapsody, so he's not all alone on that flank over there.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Let's make quick work of them.
Steal yourselves. Move
let's make
quickly.
Them suffer.
Alfie, stay with me.
I almost died.
Pull it together. You did very well. You survived.
Wait a minute. And he just like throws up all over the back of your feet.
Is which goblin is the one that has the bird on a string?
The one furthest out onto the promontory, the one closest to the edge of the cliff.
Oh, I feel like I just want to stealth up and charge at the goblin dog.
Well, can we keep stealthing?
Yeah.
Yeah, are there backs?
Well, it's so loud too. So, like, if they're
it's pretty loud,
they're never going to hear us.
And they're all focused on the seagull, the dogs included. So they're all like looking out into the ocean, away from you, as you move up.
Okay, Averxius is going to—he's listening through the brush for Rhapsody moving, and he's going to keep moving along with him. Foley is staying right in the shadow of Averxius, right behind him. His hulking frame, just sticking close. But getting nervous now as we get closer. Northwood, what are you doing? Get your shit together.
I'm just trying to print Alfie's character sheet so I could look at both that and my end.
You're standing back by the bridge. Let's go. This is war, Peacock.
This is war, Peacock. I will be up on the side. Alfie and Lord Northwood will join Averxius and Foley.
Okay.
I imagine the brush is pretty thick here and just kind of... Rhapsody looks through and makes eye contact with Averxius. Looks up at the goblins. Averxius is 20. Excuse me. Rhapsody is 15 feet away from the goblin dog, and Averxius is anywhere from like 20 to 25 away from 25 feet away from the goblins. And he just kind of nods, like, "Let's do this."
And Averxius gives you a sign that he will take the dog. And then, you know, you take the goblin.
Okay.
And Thorne...
How do you sign that exactly, Jim?
Hmm?
How would you sign... How does Averxius sign that? I want to see the...
So Joe's doing a very thorough pantomime that is...
Oh, I think he's seen it.
Marcel.
I mimed getting a nasal attack. Then I mimed their like... they almost have, like, vampire-like fangs. They're so gross.
So we're going to do, like, a crisscross.
Crisscross maneuver. Well, no, I mean, I take one step and I can hit the goblin.
Oh, yeah, now I just revealed so they can see the ball now.
So before we leave Rhapsody, Thorne reaches out and just touches you and casts resistance on you.
Okay, great.
One more question, if I may.
Yeah.
So Skid, it's so loud that would a raging song be heard enough by anyone or not really?
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Then let's change it up. So Averxius will switch out and just slowly draw his great axe now that he sees there's so many of them and he knows we're about to get swarmed. And Foley will do the same thing following Thorin's lead. Will touch Averxius and cast resistance.
Okay. Thorin has her axe.
And then we go.
Alrighty.
Can we get the jump on them?
Yeah, make one last stealth check, everybody who wants to get in on this.
Actually, Thorne pulls her dagger, the returning dagger again, out.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, no. I snapped a twig. Yeah, it's me too.
10.
6. 6 for Rhapsody.
Ooh, yeah, that's no good.
8 for Lord Northwood.
And
13 for Alfie.
Okay. You know what? Actually, I'm going to roll perception for the two closest, because it is loud enough that they may still not hear.
With a penalty.
In fact, it appears that they don't. So
wow.
You get a surprise round.
We should just bull rush them off the fucking mountain.
Yeah.
the dog that's right across from you, Verskius. I don't know what their CMD
he just can in the surprise round. And it provokes to do a bull rush.
It wouldn't if they're flat footed.
You're right, but it wouldn't. We'd still have to roll higher initiative than them.
Right. Bull rush is a full action.
Bull rush is just a combat maneuver.
Right. Well,
standard action.
Yeah.
And we're just too far away. Like, I don't think that we can get right next to them before we roll initiative. Right, Skid? I mean, that's where.
I mean, it seems like this is where it just doesn't really make sense to me, because I feel like you should be able to do that. Like, they don't know you're there. You should be able to run up and
get a
chance to push them off. So I'm gonna call that like a bull rush. If you're gonna do that, I'm gonna call that one action. It's
you
all part
make
of
a
this
bull
one
rush
smooth
as a
action.
Standard action, or as part of a charge in place of a melee attack. And can't you charge in a stand? No,
in a surprise round.
Yeah, I think you can.
Oh, really? Charge and attack. I mean, you can only move or attack in.
I can't remember. There's something you can. Yes, if you're unable to take a full round's
because
worth of actions.
Because I think, I don't, you know what? I don't
yes,
give
you
a fuck
can charge
what the rules
as a standard action.
Okay, then there you go. So that's you, that yeah. is one
so
action.
We can do
charging
it.
And attacking is one.
Great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All right, so you know what? I'm just going to try and fucking bull rush this dog off the mat.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do the same thing with the other goblin. That's amazing.
Okay.
So you're going to do the goblin directly across from you, and I'll do the dog.
Okay. We need to roll for initiative before you guys everybody, do your whole shenanigan over there.
Yeah, everybody roll for initiative.
Oh, man, if this works, this would be fucking great. Bull rush him off and then be in, like, striking range of this fucking goblin.
Oh, my God. I just rolled two natural 20s in a row for both Lord Northwood and
Rosie. You got chain and twin
That's
zonies.
Phenomenal.
Nice.
Foley crushed it, too, for his friend Averxius. Well, crushing it as much as Foley ever does.
Foley, what did you get?
17.
17 for you two. Excellent. Rhapsody.
21.
Ooh.
Nice raps.
Quick a chicken. Thorn Skull Render. What did you get?
14.
14.
Indeed.
Huge.
And what is your bonus?
My bonus is +3.
Okay. Excellent. And Lord Northwood / Alfie.
Lord Northwood got a 21 and Alfie got a 24.
Okay. I'm just going to have you guys act on the same.
Okay.
Initiative. Okay. Great. So first up is Rhapsody. Wait, what? Yeah, Rhapsody.
All right, Rhapsody is going to attempt to bull rush this dog right off the mountain.
Okay. Amazing.
So cool, man.
Oh, come on.
I hope you get it. We never do this.
14 against the CMD of this dog. I don't think it's a flat-footed CMD, so...
I don't think so. Let me see here.
Come on.
CMD.
Their CMD could be like 12 or 20. I have
you
no
know
idea.
What? That's it exactly.
Whoa!
Its CMD is 14?
Yeah, their CMD is 14.
Awesome.
Oh, +5, I rolled a nat 9, so I was like,
That's so
All right,
cool.
So just, boom, see ya.
You come bursting out of the underbrush and... You shoulder this goblin dog and goes flying off the thing. It crashes into this other little pillar of stone that's coming out of the sea and like plummets down into the surf.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Lord Northwood and Alfie.
Lord Northwood, following Rhapsody's lead, excellent stratagem, Rhapsody, will attempt to do the exact same thing. To this goblin at the center here.
Okay.
Standing on the edge.
That's a Verxius's goblin.
I thought you were going for this goblin. I thought you were going for this goblin. I can go for whatever goblin you want me to, Joe. I was trying to stay out of your way.
Well, no, that's the only one you can bull rush off the mountain, so bull rush that one off.
Actually, Verxius, you might have an angle on that dude in the back. I don't know what your movement speed is. Oh, no, you're charging. This dude way in the back.
I feel like you could get...
You're the only one that has an eye on that guy.
Might be able to get to the super far dude.
This guy here, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do your thing, Wood of the North.
All right, Lord North.
The Wood of the North.
Wood of the North.
He will rush in and attempt to bull rush. Oh, that's a terrible spot to be in. Sorry. And then he'll attempt to bull rush this goblin in the center right off the mountain.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Let's do it.
21.
Oh, that's got to be him. Oh, yeah. My God. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
You do the same thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you move them 5 feet, don't you move into their square as part of a bull rush? The square that they held?
I'm not sure. I think that might just be overrun.
Well, something to think about, because it would change positioning.
Regardless, this goblin was flying off into the ocean.
Amazing.
Crashing out of the waves below.
This is awesome.
For every 5 by which your attack exceeds your opponent's CMD, you can push the target back an additional 5 feet.
Okay.
You can move with the target if you wish, but must have the available movement to do so. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. And then Alfie will charge after his uncle. And I think he's just going to be able to move. So he will get up here.
Oh, you can move with the target if you wish.
Oh, great. So Lord Northwood actually will step up, and beautiful. Alfie will step into the space behind him.
Yeah, Rhapsody will move up too.
Okay.
Oh, this is amazing. Now Rhapsody and Northwood are flanking a dude.
Yeah.
Okay, that is Alfie's turn.
Awesome. Okay, great job, and it is Foley slash Averxius' turns.
This is awesome!
All right, and Foley's going to use his action to cast Guidance on Averxius.
Okay.
His standard, and then Averxius is going to do a charge bull rush at the last free standing goblin.
Oh, okay. That's amazing.
That's sitting over by the edge. So he will... rush over. Attempt this. Here we go. Come on, man. 19.
Oh, yeah.
So that one flies.
This is basically all happening simultaneously. You guys just all burst out of the brush and just like throw these guys off a cliff. This is amazing.
Amazing.
Because you know what? Most of us are probably going to act again before they go.
That's true.
All right.
Okay. All right. And it is Thorn's turn.
Thorn is going to try her cold iron, tiny little cold iron dagger, returning dagger. She's going to throw it at this goblin right there in the middle there. Anything I should subtract from there, Skid?
Nick, maybe try the goblin dog over here just because you won't take a minus four.
Sounds good.
To that
one. So I'm going to go at that guy right there. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
That's not going to do it. She misses.
Well, what'd you
get? I rolled a 6, and it's a couple range increments. So that is a... why is it showing up like this? That's weird. Something happened.
I think you also take a penalty on the roll because it's a tiny dagger.
Oh, that's true.
Isn't that true? Yeah. It's inappropriate.
Oh, my
size.
Gosh. Yeah,
that's right. It's dagger. A tiny... It's like,
this
like
thing throwing is basically a sewing needle.
Right. Okay.
Well, 40 feet.
All right, so she throws it and wildly misses, and it comes back, and she puts it back into her pocket and...
just so cool.
Thing.
Returning daggers.
I know.
So
it
does, you miss badly this tiny thing.
Yeah.
But it does come back.
Yep.
So, oh, good. Nice. All right. Amazing. Okay. So that was a very successful surprise round for the most part. And now we're moving to round one. And it is Rhapsody is first up.
Rhapsody looks at the goblin across from him and says, "That ain't no way to treat a bird." And then he swings at him two-handed with his Phantom Blade.
Okay. Get him! Get him!
12 to hit.
Flat-footed.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
You also are flanking, so you get the bonus.
Yeah, oh, that's flanking right. too. Yeah, that's definitely a hit.
All right, let's go.
Come on. One shot.
10 points of damage.
Oh, yeah. Describe your kill, sir.
Amazing. Was he, he wasn't the one that was holding the bird. It was the guy that...
No, it was the guy further up.
Right, he flew off. He just slices his hand off that was holding a dog slicer.
Okay. Excellent.
Beats out.
Great job. All right, and that is Lord Northwood's turn.
Alfie will go first.
Okay.
And Alfie is like, I can do it too! And he's going to try to bull rush the other goblin off the cliff, even though his combat, his CMB is plus zero.
Okay. Give it a shot.
But he just wants to try. And 10. So I don't think he gets it.
Okay, yeah. So Alfie runs up, ooh! And bumps this dog, and it doesn't move, and he feels foolish.
That's not the way to do it, Alfie. Watch. And then Lord Northwood will turn power attack on, and he will take a swing at this goblin.
Okay, the one holding the bird.
That is a 13 to hit.
That is a hit. Flat-footed, that is a hit.
Okay. With power attack, that is going to be 8 points of damage.
Okay, you may describe your kill if you wish.
Wow.
Nice.
So Lord Northwood is just like, that's not the way to do it, watch! And just stabs the goblin straight through the head with his long sword.
Okay. Oh! And it falls over backwards off the cliff into the surf, letting go of the seagull as it flaps away with the string hanging on it.
Oh, thank God.
And, yeah. All right, and now it is... Goblin dog number 4's turn. It turns, seeing Averxius next to it, and bites at him, and misses with a natural 3.
And nice.
Now awesome. He is up. Averxius and Foley are up.
Sorry, which one was number 4? Could you just ping it? Because there's a couple goblin dogs.
Yeah, one, okay, great. Close to the edge.
Okay. Fantastic. Averxius is going to call back to Foley, get in the bushes, hide, and turn to Northwood and just say, flanking maneuvers. And he's going to provoke an AOO from that guy who just went.
Okay.
But he's going to move into this position between these two to give Alfie and Northwood maximum flanking positions.
Okay.
Should the opportunity arise.
Okay, so...
So he'll take an AOO to start.
Okay, the goblin dog snaps at your leg as you go past. Natural 2, miss.
All right. He gets into position, and then he'll attack the goblin dog closest to Alfie here with power attack and a great axe.
Come on.
Natural 17.
Ooh.
23 to hit.
Okay.
That's a hit. Sure. And that is 14 points of damage.
Okay. Describe your kill.
Oh! Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, he just buries his axe in this thing's side, and then when he pulls it out, it's just like innards just start flowing out the side of the goblin dog. Mm-hmm. And he's ready to just attack the next one.
Okay.
And Foley is going to, on Averxius's recommendation, take a dip into the bushes, and he'll go total defense.
Okay.
Trying to protect himself from any extraneous attacks, thinking Averxius, Northwood, and Rhapsody have this in hand.
Okay.
Thorn, well, they've got this in hand. You should stay down as well.
It makes a lot of sense.
The real fighters are up there, Thorn. Oh. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Foley. Thank you so much.
You want to throw that letter opener again? You're more than welcome, but I don't see why.
It'll come right back. There's no harm in it.
Yeah.
This looks beautiful flying through the air.
Maybe next time I'll return into my eye.
You guys have killed all the goblins and all but two of the goblin dogs, and it is Thorn's turn.
All right, Thorn is like, no, Foley, I can't leave them out there like that. And she runs out, pretty much stands right where that dead dog was, straddles it. No, she can't really do that, right?
Yeah, she can do that.
She can. She stands.
Is it difficult terrain? The bushes.
Yeah, the bushes are difficult.
Low enough.
All right, then she probably couldn't make it quite there. All right, so she probably only make it about here. But she runs out and she pulls out her axe as she runs, and that's her turn.
Okay. All right, and it is Goblin Dog number 3's turn. You just killed its partner, and it bites at Averxius. Ooh, that is, let's see, that is a natty 16. That is, should be a hit. That is an 18.
Miss.
Whoa.
Ooh. If I may remind you, not only does he have a magical suit of armor from Mage Armor, but
Mage Armor.
His evolution was improved natural armor, so he's got like scalier, harder skin now.
That's cool.
So yeah, he's got a pretty decent AC, which is why I took that provoke. I was like, I'm willing to take the chances on that.
Pretty badass. So it does bite you, but its fangs can't even penetrate your scaly skin. So you feel pretty good about that. And so there's a new round, and it is Rhapsody's turn.
Show is. Let's see here. I want to make sure I got the distance. Oh, yeah. He's just going to just
the distance.
Walk up calmly to this dog like a fucking samurai and just try to cut it down. He's mad. Natty 16, ooh. 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
Beautiful.
Where's my D8? Here we go. 13 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You obliterate this thing.
Just cuts it in half.
Yeah. Slice it right in half through the torso. All right. And it is Northwood and Alfie's turn.
All right. Lord Northwood is going to say, come now, Alfie. Let's take this one together. Lord Northwood is going to go the long way. And he will end up provoking an attack of opportunity to get on the other side of the dog.
Okay. 16 to hit?
Miss.
Yeah.
And then he will ready an action that is he's going to let Alfie to train him take the first shot, and then after Alfie either succeeds or fails, he will then swing. Okay. So then Alfie comes up and flanks with the dog.
Okay.
And he will swing with his cold iron short sword.
Got that flanking bonus.
Flank bone.
With the flank bone, it is a 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Right. Go, Alfie.
So good night, Alfie.
Because they're flanking sneak attack.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right. The teamwork feat zony.
So that is 7 points of damage on the dog.
Okay, that's a lot of damage to it, but it is still alive.
Well struck, Alfie. I'll take care of the rest. And then that activates Lord Northwood's action. And he rolls a natural 10 for a 17 to hit.
That is a hit.
With power attack.
Oh, boy.
8 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you could describe your kill there, old man.
So Alfie comes in and like takes that just a hack, like a kind of an unpracticed hack at its body, but lands a pretty good blow. But then Lord Northwood steps in and just hacks off its head.
Okay, and the head goes flying off into the ocean as the body slumps down.
It's so funny. All of our kill descriptions give us vorpal blades.
yeah, constantly.
That's how awesome you are.
My blade has the eviscerating property.
Holy cow, you guys. That was just...
So, as soon as Northwood hacks off that head and it goes flying off the cliff, you just hear Averxius like,
that was an excellent assault. Yes. Well done. Well struck, Rhapsody.
Alfie, you did quite well. Averxius, didn't Alfie do well?
I will reserve my opinion until further combats.
Well, I gotta say, I'm impressed.
He did not dishonor himself, I will say that much. Silence, Thorn, I'm speaking.
She puts her hands up and kind of like backs off a little bit. She is flustered by her ineffectuality and the day she's been having here.
Like, oh, this thing sucks.
Oh, wraps you through a perception, just to make sure nobody is coming. 28. Did anybody hear that?
You take a good look and a listen, and it doesn't seem like it. And actually, now that you're back here, it looks like all the intended defenses for this stockade are focused towards the side with the bridge on it. There's nothing back here. There's no towers or no anything, because they certainly don't expect any attacks to come from the sea. So yeah, you don't see or hear anything, any activity back here.
Everybody hug the wall. Get close. Just in case somebody peeks over.
Before we do that, Thorn goes to I believe there's the one goblin leader.
Do this first.
Well, the goblin leader you killed, we thought might have keys. So Thorn, while this is happening, Thorn rushed over to that body and like searched that goblin who had the seagull tied to him as if he was the leader and like searches his body.
That guy fell off the cliff. I think they all went off the cliff, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the keys thing sort of went out the window once we all got.
I thought Northwood just killed that. I didn't think he knocked him off, dude. Okay, that's fine. So she goes to the wall with everybody.
Better safe than sorry. Alfie, toss the other bodies off the side of the cliff.
That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's my reward for almost killing that dog is dog disposal.
Typical. So, but he does it. He's like, ugh, they're gross. You didn't say they were nasty. It's all scabrous, and it's like, ugh. He's like itching. He's like, oh, God, itches now. And he throws the other one aside, and they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're not even dogs. More like giant rats.
And Averixius is just pleasuring in watching him do menial labor.
He's pleasuring himself
while watching Alfie do menial labor.
Uncle Blinky, tell Satan to stop that, please.
I've told you repeatedly he's to call me my lord.
Oh, yes. Yes, Alfie, Averixius would prefer my lord or sir. If he's masturbating in front of us, I think you can make an exception. Otherwise, my lord or sir.
All right, so from this time forward, if he stays on the right side of the law, I'll call him my lord. All right, thank you, Satan. I mean, my lord.
We should stay close to the building. Do a roundabout of the periphery here. See what we see. Maybe there's another entrance.
Yeah, Averixius totally agrees, and that's exactly what he wants to do. So he'll follow Rhapsody as we sneak around and start perceiving along the way. Foley is staying again right on Averixius' back.
Okay, so you guys start working your way around the back edge of this fortress, the Thistletop Fortress, and you are able to... Actually, you can make it all the way around. And you don't see any other guards. And then you get up to the easternmost guard tower. And there's no indication that anyone up there is aware of your presence at all. However, you cannot get around the furthest, the southeast corner of this tower. It's abutting right on the edge of the cliff. There's no way to get around it.
Have to do like a matrix climb.
It's crazy though. The whole thing looks less imposing now that we've done like a periphery scope. I mean, there's still a lot going on there. That could be 10 rooms or 4.
It could also be the top level of something that descends into underground.
Think about that, wish you hadn't said it.
Skin, how tall are the walls of the stockade?
Yeah,
the walls are like 20 feet high.
You want to just throw the grappling hook up and climb the walls?
That's what I'm thinking. Whoa, like,
that's cool. Yeah, in like the back?
The back wall.
See, this whole time I just pictured it as a roof. Like it was all roofed.
No,
roofed.
It is.
Oh, it's roofed.
Yeah, this is like, it's like a building. This is basically a solid building.
I thought it was like a fort.
Okay.
All right, well.
It was worth a shot.
Taking out the patrol was probably still a good idea. You know what I mean?
Totally. Like,
because when the patrol came around and saw that the bridge was cut, there might be a mechanical thing where they like set an alarm and it makes it harder for us. So I think that this was the right idea. So let's just fucking go through the front doors.
Wait. You did see a head pop out, did you not, in the Eastern Watchtower?
The Eastern Tower, yeah.
There might be something to throwing a grappling hook up there and scouting the roof, walking along the top to the front.
Oh, that's right. Maybe there's something up there.
Could be a trapdoor entrance from the roof. They would never see it coming.
What if we do it from the back here? We can't get all the way around to the southeast, but this little corner with a...
No. Averxius is saying all the way back, at the very back of the island. Climb up there.
On the roof?
We should be able to just walk all the way across.
Oh, on the roof.
And see along the way if there's any, like, openings or trapdoors into, you know, skylights, anything like that.
I'll throw it up there. AC5, I guess? Just 16 locks on the top of the roof.
Okay. 20 feet climb, DC 5. I mean, Averxius throws Foley on his back and can go up first if you want.
Well,
he'll go up first.
While they're doing that, Skid, Thorn does... can I roll a knowledge dungeoneering or something like that? Or knowledge something just to look for any secret doors or something like that along the back? Or
Yeah, just make it for perception.
Okay. 13.
Yeah, not that you can see. Yep.
So, Averxius is going to climb up this rope and ease up to the roof and just sort of peek over the top of the lip. So I'll roll a quick stealth check. It's a 13, and then a perception 24 to see what he can see. Is it a flat roof? Is it keep going up? What does the roof look like from the back here?
Okay, it's like a cantilevered roof with sort of like angled, like little angled roofs like going over. You can see once you get over the top that there is an open courtyard on the western side. Let me reveal that for you. So, and you can, now that you're on top too, you can hear other like goblin dogs barking. And you look over, and if you get your head up high enough, you can see this courtyard on the western side.
Fucking jump down.
Yep.
Just start killing.
A lot of doors.
What's that? I can hear the dogs in the courtyard. Silence, you fool.
All right.
Shut up.
Shut up. We're trying to make a stealthy incursion here.
Do we still want to try to go for the guard tower, though?
Sure. Yeah. So Averxius is fine with that. He'll stick to the easternmost edge of the roof.
Okay.
And begin walking along toward the eastern tower, but he'll wait until everybody's up that wants to come up.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Lord Thorn will follow.
Yep. Thorn follows.
And he'll point to them like,
a courtyard to the west. Try to keep your voice down. Your step soft.
Lord Northwood rolls a 15 climb. And Alfie rolls a 9.
Ugh. Thorn rolls a 4 climb. Damn it.
Just try again. All right,
here you go.
It's fine.
Rhapsody gets up there with an 11.
A 9.
So you're just like scraping your feet on the bottom of the wall. And you get
can't
up.
Get purchase. Okay. All right, so can we start working our way along to the Eastern Tower to see if there is actually a platform up there where goblins can look out?
Yeah, you can see that the tower itself extends another 10 feet up. Like, the floor of the tower extends another 10 feet up. So you'd have to climb again to get up into it if you wanted to. You can't see any activity from where you are inside of it.
Okay, now throwing a grappling hook up there, that might alert them. I'm not scared of goblins. I'm just scared of them alarming the whole fort. You know what I mean? Like dropping through and being like, intruder! And like doing the whole thing.
Especially where we just took out a patrol. We don't want to like fuck ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, is the 10-foot wall up to their skid just a sheer wall, unclimbable essentially?
You could.
Is that reasonable to think?
It's a wooden wall. Find handholds in it, so it's all rough. Now that you're up here, and I should say, you would have noticed this already, but it's all basically like seaborne salvage that this is made out of. It's like bits of driftwood and whole like chunks of actual sailing ships are been cobbled together to make this thing. So yeah, you could definitely
that's
be
cool.
Probably a DC.
You could climb it.
Yeah, DC 10 to get up into the tower if you want to do that.
Foley's down to do that if any of you guys are. Rhapsody, do you want to go with me and strike team? Just like try to take out the goblins up there?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You sure we should?
Northwood will follow. It'll be harder for him, but he can try.
You sure we shouldn't just light this all on fire and just let it burn and keep him from coming out?
It's not a bad idea, but
there might be powerful items inside. That's things true. That strengthen us. I'm looking for a legendary firebrand great axe. Perhaps it's in this room. I don't know how to burn it down.
It could be.
Though I guess it would be immune to fire.
It would certainly be vulnerable to fire. Actually, if you make a knowledge of nature, anybody.
Okay, I got it here. Ooh, nice. 14 for the total of 16.
Maybe this wreckage won't light because it's been so waterlogged. 16.
Yeah, that's what you notice, is that since it's basically so waterlogged from ocean spray and just kind of being driftwood, it's...
Cranberry juice?
Yeah, it is. It is made out of delicious cocktail cranberry juice. It's You don't think it would catch.
Okay.
Fire.
All right. So can we please do this, because it's so awesome? Can we just get Averxius, Rhapsody, Northwood, Thorn, if she wants.
Yeah,
side by side by side. Like Army Rangers, just like creeping, Navy SEALs creeping up the side at the same time, rolling climb checks to try to pop up over the edge at the same time.
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable?
I wonder what the climb check is, because my climb is terrible.
-2.
It's DC 10, he said.
Oh, yeah, so I have less than a 50% chance, but it is cool.
It's so cool.
Let's try it.
I would like to consider it.
I have a plus zero to climb, Troy, so I've got a 50%.
Let's all try it.
Let's all try it.
Not all of us will make it.
Alfie will do it too.
Thorn is excited, but she shouldn't be because she has a -2 to climb.
Yeah, but we can wait. That's true, like the first 5 feet, for example. Like, if you don't roll it right, it's fine. Averxius can just go 5 feet, wait for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if we fall and fucking make noise, that's what's going to get tricky. All right.
Oh,
let's do it.
That's 6 rolls. I haven't broken 10.
All right. So Thorn makes no progress.
Averxius
makes it with a 12.
Lord Northwood rolled a 10.
And Natty 18 for Rhapsody.
Okay. So we do it.
And Alfie does it too. Alfie rolled a natural 17.
And then
All right.
And then I follow that up with a nat 20. So Rhapsody's just like a fucking spider.
It's so awesome. We're just side by side by side. Now, so Skid, what we want to do is all kind of pop our heads over the side at the same time.
Okay.
Thorn finally made 2 in a row after like 10 times.
Okay. So you guys are, so you're moving along the edge of the roof on the west, on the eastern edge.
Oh, yeah.
To get over there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We just moved over it. We thought that there wasn't anything between the back and the eastern tower.
But make a stealth check. Everybody make a stealth check. He's doing it.
Okay.
That's fair. Oh. Natty 18! Hot! For an 18!
Dude, 16 for Averxius, 17 for Foley.
Okay.
-1 for Thorn.
10 for...
You are the weakest link.
She sure is.
We throw Thorn off the cliff.
But I have so many songs!
Find the keys, and he throws you off the cliff.
Damn.
10 for Lord Northwood, 15 for Alfie.
Okay. So Thorn makes a good bit of noise. Like, there's a huge creak as she steps on a section of roof. And you know that it's because of the waves and everything, it's unlikely that anybody in the tower, or it's likely enough that they wouldn't hear you. But if anyone is inside below you, it would certainly alert them.
Oh, man. Oh, Joe, nice work.
Okay, so you guys have made it to the tower, and you all made your climb checks?
Yeah.
Finally.
Okay. All right. Let me reveal here.
So badass! Well, what do you do with your weapon, dude? Can you not... Rhapsody, can you not have your... Can you sheathe your jawn?
You know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I will not have my weapon in this combat unless I have
No, I can call it as a swift action now at third level.
Third level.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah. Huge difference.
I was like, you made me panic for a second. Like, fuck, I got to do hand-to-hand.
Because I was like, Averxius is good because he can do hand-to-hand. But, like, what a cool upgrade. What an enormous upgrade.
Oh, my God.
From first to third level to be able to
summon
as a swift
like,
instead of 1 minute.
That's what I want. Just got to get to third level.
Okay. Oh, my God, look at this. Dude, these guys are no joke.
No joke.
So you guys pull yourselves over the top of the tower of the wall here.
Shit.
And you see this as sort of this flat space, and you see crouched down, squatting down, are these two kind of badass looking goblins, and they are bickering over a game of cards. There's like a pile of cards in the middle of them, and they're both like holding, and they're both arguing with each other.
All right, so we give each other the look, and it's like 3, 2, 1, roll for initiative, and we just like swarm over the top of the roof and try to, you know, whatever, kill them, knock them out, subdue them before they can raise any alarm. That's the idea.
Okay, excellent. All right, so you guys come up over the edge. You see, you give each other the signal. And we'll be rolling for initiative first thing next time.
No, I wanted to go last.
He's got an appointment.
I got a train.
Maybe
to
I'll
catch
shake
him.
Off
Sorry.
I
got a thing.
Maybe I can shake off my Joe rolling luck by next week.
Yeah.
It's a little Come back goes. Fresh, Nick. Come back fresh.
Legacy of the Ancients is a Glass Cannon Network production of Paizo's Rise of the Rune Lords Adventure Path. Paizo Pathfinder, their respective logos, and all Paizo titles, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo Inc. and are used with permission. The Glass Cannon Network is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Inc.